A neighbourly dispute over naturism ended up being taken to the Dunedin District Court. Otago man Lloyd Bonner, who has a holiday home in Kaka Point, upset his neighbours sunbathing and swimming naked. He was asked to cover up on multiple occasions, but Bonner said it wasn't against the law to be naked on the beach. And Judge Kevin Phillips agreed, saying Bonner was not parading or acting offensively while he was naked. New Zealand Naturist Federation President Wendy Lowe is with us. Kia ora, good evening, Wendy.
Hi, Karen.
This is a win for naturism.
It is. It's another notch in our belt.
Kevin won the case, so what exactly are the rules about being naked in public? Lloyd won the case, not Kevin. Lloyd, he was the judge.
Lloyd. Yep. It's not illegal to be naked anywhere in New Zealand. However, having said that, you do have to consider time, place and circumstance. So obviously 3 o'clock outside a primary school is probably not the best place to be, but a beach that is generally pretty deserted is obviously a very good place to be a naturist.
A lot of people wouldn't know that. They would have thought that just being nude in public is illegal, but obviously not.
No, it's not illegal. It all comes down to what you do while you're illegal. If you're just walking along minding your own business, then you're not actually being offensive. Just because somebody takes offence doesn't necessarily mean that you're guilty of offensive behaviour. So it's quite a fine line. And obviously, you know, as I said, places like the bush, the beach, the rivers, they're the best places to be where you are generally away from potentially upsetting somebody.
Do we see many cases like this? Because usually it's when people are behaving in a lewd fashion, isn't it?
Exactly. There have been a few. There was a case probably about 10 years ago now, my husband was out riding his bike naked. A woman drove past him several times, kept stopping, letting him pass, and then she'd pass, and then he'd pass, and then she'd pass. Ended up in High Court, and he was actually not let off, we won the case on exactly the same grounds, that it's not illegal, and honestly, he's sitting on a bike hunched over, there's not a lot she could see anyway. Then there was a case of a guy running at one of the parks, out of Tauranga, same thing.
Running.
Woman coming towards him. So he took the alternate path and he ended up in High Court as well and won.
I would never have thought that. I would have thought that perhaps they would have, well, maybe won, got a warning perhaps not to offend people. Because people with children would find that very offensive, wouldn't they?
Depends on how they're brought up. If they're offended by the sight of the naked body, then they're very offended with their own bodies as well. And that's not a good thing.
And how popular is naturism in New Zealand? Is it a big...
There are 1,500 naturists that we know of who are affiliated to clubs throughout the country. And there's probably at least three times that many who are just naturists in their own backyard or at their local beach. We don't really know what the full numbers are.
I was going to say pastime, or it's really a philosophy, isn't it?
It is a philosophy. It is a way of life. It's all about getting back to nature. There's nothing nicer than when you're doing the gardening, having your bare feet in the soil, and just imagine the breeze and the sun on the whole of your body. It's actually really good for you.
Oh, what kind of person is attracted to naturism?
All sorts. You go to a club and you look around the room and it's quite surprising. I mean, you could be sitting next to a High Court judge or a guy who empties he's a dustman, empties the rubbish bins. But we don't ask people what they do. We all just get along with each other.
With this case with Lloyd, were you involved in this case?
Not involved directly, although I did go and visit Lloyd just to ensure that he was actually a genuine naturist so that we could then lend him support, moral support, as much as anything, and to make sure that the right message was actually getting out there.
And how was he? Was it stressful, the whole thing for him?
Sorry?
Was it stressful, everything for him, having to deal with this in court? It must have been.
Absolutely. It was very stressful. I mean, it's stressful going through court anyway. And when it's something like this, you don't know how people are going to react and what the fallout could be because they simply don't understand the legalities of the situation. And what hasn't come out in the article on Stuff is that he was generally going to the beach early in the morning and later in the afternoon when he wasn't expecting there to be people around. It also didn't come out that his neighbour would actually stand on her deck and film him.
And what him?
Film him. Yeah, she was using her camera to actually film her. She filmed us when we were there as well.
Gee, oh, well, thank you very much, Wendy. And was the weekend fine where you are?
It is at the moment, so we're expecting a good frost in the morning.
Where are you? Where am I talking to you?
I'm in Hawke's Bay.
In Hawke's Bay. Oh, well, have a great weekend. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Okay.
That's New Zealand Naturist Federation President Wendy Lowe.